And good day, good morning, good evening to the favorite time of our week, because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi everybody, my name's Paul.
Hello, this is Bev. Good morning.
And good morning to you on the other side of the screen. Look this way.
This way?
Yeah, that was good. So, hey, everybody, we had a great workshop last Thursday, and we wanted to build on it. We wanted to build on the posture. So are you all sitting up?
Sitting
Do you
up
have your
straight.
Neck in the right position? Do you have your spine curved? That was the wonderful part of Logan's presentation. Even Jenny, when she was done, said she ran over to the mirror, try and look at herself, how she was standing. Said, that doesn't work. You can't see yourself standing in a mirror without being out of posture. Oh, let's see. So,
wait a minute.
Yeah, but we wanted to go over some more of that presentation, make sure you understood it. Also, to let you know, we have posted the slides that Logan sent us. You can go to justtouch.com/posture and download the slides that Logan used his presentation about. And we just wanted to go over some of the key points there. One of them, he started out with that posture was about an awareness of yourself in space.
Wow, what a comment, huh?
It was, you know. And you know what's interesting, and I just thought of it again. What I thought about was Jenny's presentation about trauma, that you don't recognize where you are in space.
Oh, right.
And so that kind of stress is what Logan built on, which creates the wrong kind of posture.
Yeah, tension in the body. And then, you know, if you think about it in mindfulness and awareness, when your back hurts or you have pain or something, just to be aware of where that is located could be an indication as to where, you know, the stress is, the tension is, and to go from there. But I was very, when he said that, I thought, that's a really crazy statement right there, when you think about it.
So we wanted to show you, and we'll go over this a little bit, the different kinds of posture that he talked about. And we'll just quickly show you what he talked about. So one was the lumbar lordosis, whatever it is. But that's that little sway back you see there.
Yeah.
And so you can all sort of picture your back right now. What kind of position is it? So that's one major issue. And he shows a normal posture and then where the lumbar part of the back, the lower back, is all swayed in. The next one he goes into is kyphosis. Basically, that's where your whole neck, your thoracic pops out, your middle back pops out, and your neck and your front goes forward. Hyperextension of the cervical spine and the scapular abducted, the shoulders are forward. It's that whole rounded kind of situation.
Yes.
The other kind he showed was the sway back, where you're forward at your head and your hyperextension of the cervical spine, and you've got this that sway back kind of look, and you see how the hips there are tilted back, and so it creates a whole upper trunk shift there. And then you have the flat back. I mean, that's a very interesting thing. Like, you're just straight.
Never thought about a flat back.
Yeah, your head's forward with your cervical spine extension. It's just boom. And you're, and so it sort of puts that kink in your neck, which is real interesting. And then, of course, there's the forward head posture. A lot of times, as he talked about, people sitting at a computer all day long, and that whole thoracic and neck area and head are coming forward. So those were really interesting to show. Now that you have a picture of it, you know, which one of those are you? You know, each person can sort of, you get a little picture of it, like, oh, where am I in space?
Right.
Where's my body standing?
Well, we're having a moment to observe our bodies, which we really don't take a lot of time to do, in terms of, you know, how am I in this space? am I, you know? So that's kind of a really cool opportunity, I think, because I know myself when if I become mindful that something is kind of like, I immediately realize that my posture, and I find myself just lifting and straightening. It's a very present type of thing
Right.
to do. Yeah.
Another thing you talked about was our core. You know, a lot of work on the core,
Core,
right?
yes,
And so,
yeah.
as you were saying, you know, we really think about the greeting. So now, how does BioTouch help with all this stuff? Well, just the core. You know, those first two fingers touching someone just below the breastbone in that soft tissue, you're starting to work in that core. You're bringing a recognition to that core of our
Yeah.
being. You know, that solar plexus that
Yeah.
works all around the navel and into that solar plexus area. So just the greeting alone, folks, can
Oh.
help us bring mindfulness. You know, what's our whole program? Awareness.
Oh,
Self-awareness.
self-awareness. Well, how many times have we said, he said that the core is the key? I remember I wrote that down in quotes. The core is the key. Well, how many times do we always refer to our greeting as the key that unlocks, right? And if you think about it, that point, as we know, goes straight through the body to where the spine
Right. The natural
joins
curve.
the bottom of
Right.
the ribs. And
Right.
that, yeah,
What we
I
call the
mean,
breakover point. The reason we
that's
call it the
breakover.
breakover is that's the natural curve of the thoracic into the lumbar. That's the
Right.
breakover point.
Over.
So
There
thank
we
you,
are.
Logan, for telling us what we do.
Well, we already. Oh, that makes sense now.
So, you know, and he talked about, and we just mentioned it, the stress of our life
Oh,
locks
man.
up the body and it starts to get in all these
Tense.
contorted positions. So,
Yes.
you know, we didn't have time last time to show it. So we're going to just take the moment and show you if you did the greeting, but we're going to show you the stress set here. Okay, so let me just pull this up here, and here's the stress set.
The stress set may be used to address any manifestation of physical, emotional, or mental stress, as well as anxiety and shingles. Hold at X, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone. It is the same as greeting point 1. Then with the other hand, touch points 1 and 2, which are the same points as in the heart set. These points are found by imagining a line running from the notch at the top of the breastbone to a place on the left breast where the nipple would be on a youth. Divide this imaginary line into thirds. Point 1 is at the top of the first third. Point 2 is at the top of the second third.
There you go. And you can repeatedly do that as long as you want. So just the greeting and the stress is going to
Stress.
help that
Oh.
body relax.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't think we, as you were mentioning, I don't think we realize. And that's why I was really interested in what he said about being aware in your space that you're holding. We don't realize how much stress, you know, how are you today? Oh, I'm fine. We do not realize how much stress and tension we are holding in our bodies just by, as you say, being on the planet.
Right. Yes.
And that stress set is so, oh my gosh, accessible, easy for anybody to use. Just use it in your household for all your family and friends, whatever. It's just great.
So a couple of testimonials about BioTouch with backs and posture. You know, I'm for one, I had that scoliosis, I had the pinched nerve down my leg. You know, went to Norman, two sessions after a year of the pain, two sessions the pain was gone. And the key here is in the next 6 to 8 months, my body started to realign itself. And that was very discomforting
Oh,
because it
yeah.
had been out of alignment for so many years. And here it was starting to move, nerves were being pulled. And it was very discomforting. And I couldn't find a positive position. But I noticed I was trying to let my body force it into a positive position to where
Yes.
after that 6 to 8 months, it was when I stood up one day, I was dizzy because my eyes were higher, taller. Yeah, and I was just like, whoa, I'm sort of out of balance here. But I was in balance. I was becoming in
Oh my
balance.
gosh.
You
What a
know?
great, what a
Yeah.
great story, man. I love that.
And
That is
over
so
the years, we've
powerful, isn't it?
seen many, many people whose bodies start to realign and say, well, that happened to you when you used to get BioTouch on a
Yeah, when
weekly basis.
I love that. And you know, like I was saying in the beginning, when I get off the massage table in the session, because we usually do the end up with the back, and it took me a little bit of to get off that table. But I realized, because consistency, I would come in once a week, but I realized over time, my goodness, I'm just jumping right off that table now.
Right.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
And I always remember this one older lady I worked with in Mancos, and she had a cane. She was a very tall woman, but her body, she couldn't stand up against a wall. She's like
Oh.
her, she could get her butt there, but the rest of her spine was just totally
Yeah.
forward, and her neck was all kinked up. And he talked about it too. It's a natural process of aging if we're not aware. You know,
Yes.
the natural process of aging is the system, especially the core starts not tightening, and then the gravity starts bringing it down. The muscles aren't tight enough. So this woman came in every week, and one day she just said, Paul, look at this. And she was able to stand up with her butt against the wall and able to bring her shoulders onto the wall with her head
Wow.
too, and without pain. And it was just amazing to see, you know, with consistency, how her body was able to change. And
Yeah, and that is a really good point, because, you know, we talk about practicing BioTouch, but just to remind everybody, the body already knows what it needs to start its own healing process. And when, like in your condition, when your whole spine was beginning to manipulate itself, you know,
right.
that realization that, oh my gosh, this is why we say it's the body that's the healer. When you give it BioTouch, plug into that, wow, what an amazing opportunity.
And that's sort of why we've heard from many, many massage therapists and chiropractors. Like, I don't know how many times I've heard people say, you know, my chiropractor just said for months and years, he hadn't been able to adjust a particular area in my back. But he said, I don't know what you're doing, but this is the first time I could adjust you in that area after they've been getting BioTouch. And
Right.
we've had a couple of massage therapists who
Gosh.
say they always start with BioTouch because they find BioTouch releases the fascia, all that
That's it.
stuff around the muscles and
That's it.
holding our structure tight.
Yep.
And so
Yep.
then they can get in there and lightly manipulate the body to become aware. I think any of these things, whether it's chiropractic or massage, it's just helping your body become aware of
I think
itself.
so too. I think so too. Yep.
So
Definitely.
BioTouch is a great adjunct to these things. And then, you know, go to your massage therapist, your chiropractor, your DO, whatever. You know, we don't mess with that kind of detail manipulation, but we can certainly help your body start wanting to change, and then you find that person who can sort of give it a little kick start, you know.
There you go.
So
Yeah.
and so we just
Absolutely.
we really encourage people to use BioTouch for your total healthcare program. And you know, have a good back, have a good posture, and the rest of your life just seems to just slide.
No kidding. Well, and I did want to mention, because we always, when we do our BioTouch practitioner trainings and introduce them to the technique, the first thing we teach is what, after the greeting,
Right.
is the whole back set, as we showed in the workshop. But what's key is that spinal column. And, you know, we talk about all the nerves and all that that come off of it. Well, right there, you know, we already know how incredibly important the spine is, not just to be straight, but to your overall health, which is what Logan was trying to say. It your posture And joint pain and all of that comes into play when your posture is out of alignment. So this is a really, really intricate part of the healing process, the spine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And building on the nerves that go to different organs from the back. I mean, that's the key. And many chiropractors deal with each of those areas when you have even an organ problem, a liver problem, a kidney problem, digestive problem. Many times is a kink or what they call subluxation in that particular spine that's pinching the nerve to get the information to that particular
In
organ.
that particular, isn't that just amazing? And BioTouch, that's why I say it's a communication system.
Right.
Travels along those nerves to, I mean, everything just benefits.
So, our job is to get BioTouch too. Now, even if you don't know the whole back set, okay, if you know the greeting and then you just want to locally take those two fingers and even just touch all around the spine, especially where somebody's hurting, a pain is sort of an indication. Oh, we can locally touch that pain, but that pain usually comes from something else that could be pulling on it. So you just sort of want to let your fingers touch all around the spine. Maybe do sweeps. Sweeping meaning you touch and then you slowly move your fingers lightly across an area that you want to affect. So if you just went up the whole back and just did slow sweeps from the middle out, okay, after you've done the greeting, there's going to be a result. There's going to be an effect.
You're giving the body a message here. Look
Yes.
at look what you're getting. Body knows what to do with it. That's I think that's a really important thing. The body knows what to do with that touch.
Yeah, and a lot of people who are dealing with headaches and neck aches and those kinds of things, it could be a whole back thing. Okay?
Definitely,
So again, if
definitely.
you're looking for if you're looking for, and let me show it again, the manual page. Here's the normal spine, where your shoulders are above your hips and your ankles, and you're sort of, it's called the mountain pose in the yoga posture thing. Just see where you are. Just stand in front of a mirror, whatever way you can see yourself, and then let us know how we can help you learn BioTouch. That's what we're here to do. We have a class coming up. Again, we give you the entire manual in this virtual training. It's May 21st, 9 a.m. to 4:30. You get the manual. We have a full day of training. We actually go over the points. And when you've taken that class, you've got it. You've got the
You
whole
got it.
system. It doesn't take a lot. And if you have to have the manual open while you're doing the points, it doesn't detract because you don't have to focus and you're not, putting out this energy. You're just touching. And that
Right.
light touch, along with whatever you're doing, to help create a better posture, which will create a more wholesome life. You'll
Oh.
stand strong in this world,
And
regardless,
straight.
right?
Every
Regardless of the shit that's hitting you from the outside.
day.
Bring it on. Bring on the news.
Come
Bring on
on,
the
I got a
politics. Bring on this. Bring it all on, because I'm
I
standing
can handle
strong
it.
in the world because I've
Right.
done my work. So it's all about awareness. It should be simple. BioTouch helps us remember it's all quite simple to have a healthy, holy body.
Yeah,
To live
absolutely.
in it is actually healthy and holy anyhow, but we
Yes.
forgot. So,
Well, yeah.
contact us, office@justtouch.com. Go to justtouch.com/posture if you want to hear Logan's presentation, and join us for a class or a workshop, and we're always here to help.
Yep, we certainly are. We'd love to have you join a class for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Bev.
Thank you, Paul.
And thank you,
Thank you,
everybody,
everyone.
for letting us into your camera.
That's right.
Bye,
Ooh,
all.
bye.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain. In sunshine or in the rain, living is a place in mind. Giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. when I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.